Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with your hosts, Amy Babinchak, James Kernan, and Carl Polichuk. Produced by and for the Small Biz Thoughts community, we're dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite which can also be tightly integrated into Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workplace cutting-edge features, including contact center integration to your business apps and the real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone, taxation, or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is a channel-only company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Hi, this is Carl. Welcome to another SMB Community Podcast. I'm joined today by a very special guest, Toby Nangle, who is the Global Channel and Partnerships Lead for Field Effect. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Carl. Happy to be here.
So this is the first in a series we're going to do with Field Effect this year. Or basically, we want to check in from time to time and see how the world of cybersecurity is affecting us and our clients. And I got to say, the timing is perfect for this. Last year was a disaster for cybersecurity, and I think a lot of MSPs lost a lot of sleep last year. So this is a good thing.
Yeah, so true. Tough year last year.
So let's take 1 minute and just talk about what is Field Effect and what do you do?
Sure thing. So Field Effect, a company founded in 2016. We are a global leader in cybersecurity. We provide, in particular, managed services through a monitoring platform called Covalence. We also support that with a deep bench of cybersecurity experts that also deliver all kinds of professional services. And we have also got a cyber range for training and simulation purposes for our cybersecurity professionals.
Very cool. So let's dig into Covalence first. What exactly is that? So if a managed service provider signs up for Covalence, is it just monitoring or is it also some remediation?
So yeah, for Covalence, what we've got is a holistic approach to cybersecurity monitoring. So inside of Covalence, what an MSP will find is endpoint, network, and cloud monitoring all baked in to a simplified portal that's easy to consume and manage. And in essence, we have agents that get deployed to an endpoint. We have network sensors that can be deployed both physically or virtually. And we have cloud monitoring, pulling in all of the data, looking at all of the telemetry. Our team then only pushes remediations and via alert. So our alerting mechanism is called an ARO, stands for action, recommendation, and observation. And those are three different levels of severity. The MSP looks through their, let's say, ConnectWise manage portal, and tickets are automatically populated there for them to action. If they are in the most severe category, they know to open and action those immediately. There are remediation steps listed in them in there for them to follow, quite prescriptive, really simplified. And then obviously for the recommendations and observations, those can be handled on an as-needed basis. But yeah, a holistic package, baking in endpoint, network, cloud, all consumed in a simple and easy to manage portal. The remediations is sort of the partnership between Field Effect and our partners. So we alert, our partners remediate. There's business opportunity wrapped around that remediation oftentimes. And there is plenty of interactivity between that partner and our security services team through those AROs. There's obviously the alert, but if there are questions about the alert or questions about the recommended paths to remediation, our team is fully accessible through those alerts as well.
Very cool. So it's kind of like a checklist, like, oh, you got a problem. Here's the checklist of how you should go fix that.
Correct. And it's actually, interestingly enough, it's got different paths to remediation. So it is a bit of a checklist, and our security services team checks to see if those checks are being met. So the action stays in the view of the partner until such a time as our team notices all of the remediations being checked through.
So basically, as I go through my checklist, I might see like little red dots becoming green.
Well, sort of. And I think there's from our end, certainly that's the case. So behind the scenes, our analysts are seeing these remediations take place, and we'll sort of pull that ARO out of view of the partner.
Very cool. And it can create a ticket. So I could basically click a button and it'll create a ticket with the recovery steps or the remediation steps inside of it.
Yeah. So the way that the alerts work, and actually that particular portion as an example is an integration that we would have with a PSA. Our alerts can be certainly consumed in our own portal and dashboard, and the partners can leverage that as their primary interaction with the service, or because of the interaction between, let's say, our portal, our service, and let's say a ConnectWise manage instance that someone might be leveraging, there's a two-way integration there where one of our alerts equals a ticket inside manage for the team to pay attention to inside their service boards.
Very cool. All right. And then Cyber Range. That just sounds like a cool project.
Yeah. So that is a really interesting solution. It is one meant really for enterprise security teams, government, education, anyone doing training in cybersecurity. So red team, blue team exercises, capture the flag exercises. It's got all kinds of content flexibility and the ability to not just do the training, but also to assess the outcomes of that training as well.
All right. And folks should know the website is fieldeffect.com. And did you have to buy that, or was that actually available in 2016?
Yeah, it was available.
Amazing, right? Because I'm always impressed when there's like a very straightforward domain that you didn't have to go out and pay $10,000 for.
Yeah. It's a good point.
So fieldeffect.com. And so let's talk about the bigger picture, like the increased threats to cybersecurity, and that this is something that, you know, when you guys started, the ransom was just starting to take off, and now it's in the stratosphere. I mean, what used to be, oh, send us 100, send us 1,000, is now send us millions, and it's very targeted. And how do you possibly keep up with all of that?
Well, you know what? And so you're so right. The landscape's changed drastically. And I would say the ransom element is one portion of it. But the truth is that the real shift that we've seen. So, you know, we're partnering with an awful lot of MSPs who service customers that are in the, I don't know, sub 100, sub 250 business size, right? And it used to be, but the impression was that cybersecurity and breaches and ransomware were something that folks thought only the largest of enterprises had to worry about.
Right.
But the truth is that the bad guys have gotten an awful lot more sophisticated. Their tooling's become an awful lot more sophisticated and automated. Their business models are super sophisticated. Now these guys have built channels, for crying out loud.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, there's like really channels is on the dark web.
Yeah, channels. They built channels, and like they've got specialists now. Like if you want to buy access to a network, you talk to an access specialist, and then you know you can buy your ransomware kit from a dev shop who then, you know, so you're just sort of the business is there ready in a kit almost for somebody who thinks they've got a shot at it, right?
And there's even discount codes like, hey, we're going to hit you again. So if you want 20% off the next attack.
Isn't that crazy? It is crazy. And so from our perspective, with that sophistication of the bad guys comes a requirement to defend a little more aggressively against it. So it has meant that, you know, MSPs have to think beyond AV and a firewall, and they're definitely doing that. They've moved well past AV and a firewall. They're into the adoption of, well, I mean, to be honest with you, over the course of these bad guys getting more sophisticated, I think the cybersecurity industry may have lost its mind along the way. Coming to the table with a new solution every day, it feels like, with sort of EDR and MDR and XDR and NDR and, you know, SIEM and SOAR and SOC and CASB. And it just feels like there's an acronym coming at the MSPs every other second. And so it's bringing complexity, it's bringing all kinds of confusion for the MSP. And so that complexity is obviously the enemy of security in a lot of ways. And so the MSP's got to find a way to distill all of the incoming information from vendors, understand threats, understand the landscape. That's an awful lot to be asking of an MSP who really just used to be largely tasked with ensuring that the networks were running, that patches were loaded. And it's changed the nature of their business. They've got to have some form of, in the core service offering, at their even their most basic service offering, they have to have a more sophisticated layer of security involved because their customers are expecting that now. I mean, right. And so it's changed the nature of their business in a lot of ways.
So with ransomware and extortionware and, you know, all the new variations of that, that's fundamentally something where you can look at and watch certain behavior and then know it's happening because you're monitoring files, you're monitoring traffic and so forth. What about phishing attacks? Is there any way to defend against that? Because that's something where they're very sophisticated and they will go after, oh, I want the CEO's second cousin because they have this kind of program running or whatever. How do you deal with that?
It's so true. The attacks, the phishing attacks have become extremely sophisticated. And actually, we speak to an awful lot of MSPs who have invested quite heavily in education into their customer base on cybersecurity. And the biggest threat into the small and medium business is business email compromise. And oftentimes, the human is at the core of the opening for the bad guys.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So clicking on something, you know, unbeknownst to you is quite sophisticated in the approach, especially if they've been hanging out, by the way, if they've been hanging out in the network for a little while, it gets a lot easier. But the truth is the phishing exercises now have caused a workload. Not just are the MSPs now responsible for educating their end customers about cybersecurity threats and phishing in particular, but as a result of that education, what we've heard from an awful lot of MSPs is, oh my goodness, the amount of inbound requests we get for verification of the safety of an attachment or whether or not it's safe to click on a particular link has actually shifted another workload onto the MSP. So
that's a good point.
While they were being proactive in you know, bringing some quite good education platforms to their customers, in return, they've received a little bit more work because their end customers are just a little bit more knowledgeable now. And so what we've baked into Covalence is something we call the suspicious email analysis service. So it, as like, we don't like to shorten anything, but we like to shorten this into C's. We call that service C's. And it's actually in your Outlook menu. It actually is, there is a drop-down menu right in right off our icon, and you can just have it have that particular suspicious email sent over to our team for analysis. Okay. And so what it does is alleviate the partner, the MSP, from having to answer all of these various emails. And our team can do the analysis as to whether the link is safe or not and provide a response to the partner.
So this is something the end user would use? Like, instead of sending it to me, correct, they would send it to Covalence, who would say, you know.
Correct. Correct. And all of that would be visible to the partner. So the partner can see these in a C's element in their Covalence platform. So,
well, that, there's a few good things about that. One is, if the partner can see it, they can contact the client and say, I applaud you for being heads up on this, because, you know, as you see, some of these turned out to be bad, and good for you for not infecting. That is far more effective than these trainings where you randomly get these emails and it just pisses people off because they're like, you know, yeah, I didn't even open it. I just viewed the title and, you know, whatever. And then they get into this argument about
exactly
that.
And then they might have to actually sit through like some remediation training,
right?
You know, go sit in the corner and you know, an hour's worth of slideware and a video.
Right? Yeah, so it's a great training all by itself to say, yes, you got that one right. That was a bad email, and, you know, thank you for being vigilant. That's huge.
Yeah. So that's I think one of the things I hadn't mentioned was that all of those elements that are included in Covalence, we talked about sort of endpoint, network, and cloud. Now we're talking about C's. We have another element of, you know, included DNS in the platform. But all of these things are baked in to a single platform, and they're actually all part of the core package. So
it was going to be my next question is there an add-on for that? But no.
Yeah, no. What we've done, and quite deliberately, we're trying to drive simplicity. Instead of having a modular approach where you've got to add a little bit of cost with a little bit of an upgrade and add a service here and add a service there, we want to bake it all in. And the commercials are reflective of that as well. So we want it all to be available to the user, to the MSP. And we want to make sure that the commercials are equally as simplistic. So the pricing is meant to be digestible for the MSP and for their end customers. So targeting SMB customers. And it also meant to be simplistic in the approach of just not being modular and complex in the pricing models.
You know, it's interesting. I have a question that I always ask to determine whether or not customer service has been taken into account. And it is very simply, is this designed to make your life easier or to make my life easier? And a lot of automations are designed to make somebody else's life easier, not the end user. But this is one that clearly I could see an end user saying, thank you for creating this. Like, thank you for making it easy for me to go and do this analysis and educate my staff. And it just happens to relieve some of the pressure on the MSP.
That's it. That's it. Exactly right. And I do think, you know, relieving the pressure on the MSP is part of the mission here. I think there's been a lot of added burden over the course of the pandemic while folks scattered to go work from home and you know, complexity around all of the various cyber threats and point solutions that they've had to adopt in order to try and manage it all. That complexity is really something that we're trying to combat with what we're bringing to the table with Covalence.
So what other ways do you make the MSP's life easier?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, there's a lot of different ways, but I think probably at the core, you know, we have, I think I've mentioned it, what we're doing is we're delivering, we think, I would say enterprise grade cybersecurity, right? And delivering it in a digestible way, at a digestible commercial rate for the SMB. And through that process, we're providing access to our partners to a really deep, deep roster of cybersecurity experts. So I think one of the core challenges we've heard from folks is, listen, I don't have the cybersecurity expertise. I don't have the depth of knowledge required to really, really keep my customers secure. As a result, what we decided to do was bake in sort of an all-encompassing platform that includes the access to our humans. So support is baked in to the platform. And so if we think about ways in which we're making life easier, first of all, inside of that ARO we spoke of earlier, there are remediation steps meant to be simple and straightforward for a network admin to handle. But if it becomes too complex, instead of scratching their head and having to search the Googles and do their thing, they can actually turn around and access our team. Okay, so they can reach into our, not just our support folks, but also into our security services team. If there's some complexity in some of the ARO, some of the alerting that they're getting that they don't know quite yet how to handle, then they can certainly seek advice from us. So it's a managed service in every sense of the way.
Right. And with the larger clients, you know, if you've got whatever, 250 endpoints and they all get hit at once, how do we keep from overwhelming the managed service provider?
Right. So there are a couple things. We have a few automations. So automations are indeed meant to make life easier for our partners and for their customers. Those automations, so our endpoint agents have automated blocking baked in, and we can take action when certain anomalous behavior is observed on an endpoint, as an example. We also do have, so in other words, we'll take action on the endpoint, in an automated fashion as a line of defense. And another line of defense here is that we have something that I think is quite unique to the Covalence platform, and that is active response. So not just do we have the automations baked in, but we also have our eyeballs, our deep bench, our roster of cybersecurity experts able, dependent on the knobs and dials and settings that our partners have chosen for their individual customer profiles, our folks are able to step in when there is anomalous behavior observed and take action on behalf of the MSP straight all the way to the endpoint. So again, trying to pull some of that workload off of the MSP, especially in scenarios that are time sensitive and may have some complexity.
And is that something that you would work out with the MSP beforehand? Like, these are the kinds of things we'll handle ourselves. These are the kind of things where we want your folks to help us out.
Yes, on a customer by customer basis, the partner, the MSP, the service provider, has the ability to tweak some knobs and dials in the customer profile that tell us the risk appetite of that individual customer and whether or not there's an active response required. If there's an active response required, whether or not we should take action ourselves or remediate through the partner in order to take that action. So there's some settings and playbooks associated with each of those settings that the partner can take advantage of.
And how do I figure it out? Because this sounds like, you know, I'm imagining the control panel on a 747, right?
And actually, so that's the other thing is that, you know, I think I've used the word simplicity. It almost feels like too much here, but one of the things I would say, one of the true and real talents inside of the expertise here at Field Effect is taking something complex and turning it into something simple. And they've been extremely diligent and careful in designing a user interface, a UI that is really straightforward and easy to navigate. So the simplicity of the UI, the simplicity of its layout, the simplicity even of the instructions within an ARO, the language that we use in the monthly and weekly reports, like all of that has been taken into consideration. And you know, the mission for us is to take something complex, make it simple, make it digestible, and make it usable for the partner. So it isn't a dashboard like a 747 at all. It's if anything, more like just a couple of key gauges that they've got to keep their eyes on.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that's happened, I'd say, in the last year, maybe 2 years, is that some people have just said, I'm out. Like, I cannot do security. I will outsource that to somebody who knows what they're doing because I can't keep up with it. Like, I got here to help people and to fix computers. And now I find myself fighting the Russians every day, right? So, does this allow those people to stay in the game and to provide the kind of security that their clients actually need?
It does. And in every way, that's the exact problem we're trying to solve for. You know, I think a lot of MSPs have had to cobble together various point solutions layered on top of each other, one for the endpoint, one for network, one for cloud, one for email. And I mean, the number of point solutions that we're able to relieve the partner of having to manage is somewhere in the vicinity of sort of 4 to 8, depending on the sophistication of the partner. They've had to adopt those because they've had to be the frontline security provider to their customers. And I think leaning on a managed service provider for your security is something that an awful lot of folks are doing. And those managed service providers need to lean on a service like Covalence that comes backed with the proper layers and levels of expertise. So I think it does what it does allow, and I don't want to say it's an easy button because that is, again, probably a little too simplistic, but if we think about how it is that an MSP can simplify their own security practice, is probably looking to a partner that can bring a comprehensive premium package to their end customers and it isn't that there isn't business opportunity and a really critical role for that MSP to play in there because they're at the center of it. It's that I think it allows them to outsource a good chunk of the security that they're not necessarily comfortable with handling themselves.
Right. So we're almost out of time, but I do want to ask, have we covered the major benefits like that of having what you call the premium managed security service? Is there anything we haven't covered yet?
Well, I'm just trying to think. I would say that, you know, reduction in risk, certainly to the partner. So we always recommend that the partners sort of put their own oxygen mask on first before right. helping others. Certainly securing their own environment is a big part of our mission. We've got an element of our partner program that allows our partners to take advantage of our service as well. And then, you know, I think the other benefit for the MSP here is taking something, and I'm going to sound extremely repetitive here, but it's so, so important. Taking something that's highly complex that requires 5, 6 disparate point solutions and simplifying their lives through a managed service that is comprehensive across all threat vectors. So those are the primary benefits. And again, making it available in a way that's easy to digest, not just from a technical perspective, but also from a business modeling perspective, are the other sort of key benefits here.
Excellent. So folks can find out more at fieldeffect.com. And I'm just going to put this out there because I think it's correct. /partner-program.
I think you got that right. Yes.
And if not, Keith is going to redirect people to where they need to go.
Exactly.
Very cool.
You got it right.
All right. Thank you. So if folks want to get involved, is there, I'm assuming there's no cost to the partner program. Are there minimums right. or how do they get started?
Yeah. Reach out. And so head to that URL and fill in our partner request form. One of our folks will be in touch very quickly. The program's comprehensive. We've built a team meant to enable a partner to be successful selling, managed security. And so they're deeply expert in allowing that partner to gain the knowledge they need to be successful there, and to teach them how to fish and how to find the right opportunities in the market to make some money. We do think that cybersecurity offers not only a big challenge, but a really, really great business opportunity for our partners.
Excellent. And I'm assuming there's some place to get on your mailing list somewhere on that site as well. That's fairly obvious. So if I'm not ready to sign up as a partner today, I still want to make sure I don't miss anything with regard to training or news that you put out.
Yeah. And we're regular with webinars and newsletters and things of that nature. So yeah, if you opt in to hear from us, you'll certainly get a dose of our materials.
Very good. Well, sadly, we're out of time. So Toby Nangle from Field Effect, is there anything else you want to add before we go?
No, sir. Thank you very much for the time. And yeah, we're in a really aggressive growth stage where we are so interested in speaking to new MSPs, and we're really thankful for the audience that you bring us, and very happy to have been speaking with you today.
Very good. Well, if anybody has questions, they can put them in the comments down below or send us an email, and we'll make sure that we get back to you with those. And also, we're going to have you back because we want an update. I don't think this year is going to be smooth sailing by any stretch of the imagination. I have no reason to believe that the bad guys are done evolving to whatever's next. So we will have you back.
Yeah, look forward to that. Thanks very much, Carl.
Thanks for being here. And that will do it for yet another SMB Community Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this useful, interesting, or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. Please check out the show notes at smbcommunitypodcast.com and give us your feedback.